I was committed to making sure that on every single evening when I got home after putting the baby to bed and cooking dinner and all that stuff, that from about 9 to 1, that I was committed to getting what needed to be done the next week, or the next day, I should say.
What's that saying? I'm a lion. Hear me roar. Well, here's my version. I'm a woman. Hear me roar. Guess what we're talking about today? We're talking all about empowering women, and we're doing it with a woman who's all too familiar with it, Janelle B. Stewart. Janelle is a social entrepreneur who rose to popularity thanks to her award-winning lifestyle blog. Today, Janelle uses the power of her many social platforms, which also includes a podcast, to empower women, specifically women of color, to become successful entrepreneurs by providing them with knowledge and resources to grow their businesses. Janelle is also the founder of a digital school where she started to educate women on how to launch their own content creation businesses and get paid what they're worth for it. Janelle, this woman is also a mentor of mine. And so you do not want to miss my conversation with Janelle. We're going to get into it after the theme song.
So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things: doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. Okay, so I really, really am super excited. And I realize that just about every episode that I have a guest on the show, I'm super excited. But for this one, I am very excited because on the show with me today is someone who has been a mentor and a coach for me very recently. And I just have to say, and I want you to say it with me in your car, wherever you're listening, welcome to the show, Janelle B. Stewart.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be on, Candace.
So I am, I'm really, really, really happy to have you here and to really dig deep, one, into your own story, because I think it's inspirational, but two, just to talk a little bit more about empowerment and empowering women. So tell me this, you know, I know that you really take very seriously just seeing women grow and seeing them take their own selves seriously, especially in the content business, because that's your space.
Right.
Why is that for you? What's your backstory? What brings you there?
Well, I think for me, when I started on online making content as a creator, I didn't know what I was doing. And I find that a lot of women will allow the unknown or not having access to certain things hinder them or stop their progression. And because I live an ambitious lifestyle, which is, you know, so perfectly titled for this podcast, I don't know what living in fear or not taking the next step is. I just don't know that. I don't see things that I don't know as roadblocks at all. I just see them as, okay, this is something that I need to figure out, not, okay, this is going to deter me. So starting out almost 10 years ago with a blog, with a YouTube channel, and social media as it continued to grow, I didn't know what I was doing. I had no idea about a WordPress blog. I had no idea how to really make YouTube videos. I was doing it really janky. Like, it was nothing, no beautiful production. Even with my own podcast, Candace, I had no idea how to set that up. I just figured it out by doing the research. So now that I know more about how people move in the world that are not like me, I realize that there are a lot of people that are not ambitious at all, which is why I love the fact that you have this podcast to help people who are like that. But I just imagined everyone was like me, and they're not. So being someone who has a real good stamp in the social community, especially for Black women with natural hair, because that's where I started, I would get so many questions from people about, how do I start a blog? How can they grow a YouTube channel? How can they get growth on their social media and promote their businesses and things like that. And I knew that while I loved talking about beauty, which is where I got my start, and then talking about lifestyle while I enjoyed that, I had this thing called a master's degree, honey, that I pretty much left to the wayside. And my master's is in education. And I did initially go into school. I was teaching young children in second and third grade special education. I left that field and went into what they would call a special education for babies. In New York, it's run through the Department of Health and it's called early intervention. I don't know what it's called in other cities, but I did that for a while using my degree. And then I started this journey, learning it and figuring it out as I went. So when I started getting all of these questions about how did you become pretty much self-made, I knew that it was important to use my degree in education because I loved it. And that's partly why my audience grew anyway, because people loved how I taught them things, not just how I showed, but the way that I showed it was in a very educational format. Mm-hmm. So I decided, you know what? I know that there are a lot of people out there that probably won't take the next step on their own. So let me create a school where I can help women that want to do this thing. They want to be ambitious. They want to have a hustle and they're not really sure how to go about it. And because of that lack of knowledge and education, they're never going to take the next step. And I didn't want that for them.
I love that. So just as I hear you talk, Janelle, you, I believe, are so rooted in something I talk about all the time is knowing the impact that you want to make in the world and being tied to some purpose, right? Mm-hmm. You know, especially while you're there, you're in your 9 to 5, but you're still, you feel that you're called to do something more. Like I hear that come through for you. And I know when you started this journey, it wasn't, hey, I leapt and was a full-time entrepreneur and I just started serving and knew everything to do right and all this great stuff. Mm-hmm. Talk to me a little bit about when you were first starting out 10 years ago. I know you were working your full-time job. What did that look like to get you to the place you are today?
I have to be honest with you. There's not enough hours in the day to get it all done. So it's not like I'm going to have some magic spell like, boof, this is what I did and it was all perfect. It really wasn't. I was tired a lot. I was looking to my husband to help as much as possible. And I just had to organize my schedule. I tend to be a very organized person. So unfortunately, for those of you who are listening, if you're not organized, it's going to be hard. I knew that I was committed to recording a certain amount of videos every week. And I knew I was committed to having a certain amount of blog posts go up every week. So I organized my evenings to allow for that. I will say most evenings I did come home as I had a new baby and my baby was at an age where he was going to bed around 7-ish and I was really committed to that schedule. So if you are a new mom or if you have young ones, the earlier you can get them to bed, the better. That allows you to have a lot of free time in the evening for yourself. Next, my husband and I obviously wanted to spend time together, and it worked out for me that my husband enjoys just watching TV. He doesn't actually need to spend a lot of time in engaged activity. So I would just bring my computer, my laptop on the couch, which is where my office was at the time, and I would watch TV with him. And I would do my video editing at that time. I would try to record on the weekends to record my YouTube videos, as well as write my blog posts in between my son nursing and him taking naps. And if we didn't go anywhere, then I would have like unlimited time to get things done. But I was committed to making sure that on every single evening when I got home after putting the baby to bed and cooking dinner and all that stuff, that from about 9 to 1, that I was committed to getting what needed to be done the next week or the next day, I should say. For the most part, it was like the next day. I was kind of like working day to day, trying to get stuff done because anyone who records YouTube videos knows editing takes hours. So I would finally go to bed, wake up in the morning. There would be some days, depending on the type of content I was recording, I would need to film a video the night before, let my hair air dry overnight, and then wake up in the morning early enough to actually record the next step or the finished look. This would allow me time to do my makeup and record the finished look. So if I had to be up, let's say like
6 o'clock in the morning, normally on a day where I know that I'm going to be doing a takedown look, I actually would have to wake up around 4:30 in order to make this happen. And most nights I was going to bed pretty late. So I would try to at least plan for it. If I'm going to do a finished look the night before, I need enough time for my hair to dry. So I wouldn't wait too late to actually style my hair. I would try to do that earlier in the evening, maybe like when I just get home, so I have enough time for it to dry, wake up super early to do my makeup, take it down, and then record that before heading off to work. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the sacrifices that I had to make in order to get this content up. I didn't have the luxury or the flexibility of not having any responsibilities or not having children, a child, or, you know, a household to take care of, a husband to spend time with. I didn't have that flexibility, but I had to get it in where it could fit in. Now, fast forward to years later when I had two children now, two children, and I actually got to the point where I was doing this full time. So this is like many years later. I was able to pick a day in my week and I would just batch record. And there would be some times where I would have to record outside of my normal batch record day, which used to be Wednesday. I would batch record and try to get as many videos done as possible, but that still required planning. The plan never goes away. You have to have planning. I would decide, what are the videos I want to get out during this month? And what are the videos that need more time, like hair tutorials and things like that, makeup videos? And what are the videos that don't require as much, like an FAQ, answering questions that my audience has asked me, speaking on something current, doing a product review, and whatever else could fit into the niche that I was in. I would then organize how those videos would roll out, how I would record them, and then plan to do them all in one shot. Then I would spend the rest of the couple weeks editing them to get them up, and then schedule them to go up on YouTube at the date that it was due to be done. So that's how I created, you know, my schedule for my YouTube channel, similar situation for my blog. And now that I also have other things that I have to do, other responsibilities, my day does look different. Now that I'm a boss, literally, right. With staff members and teammates, it's a lot different now, but this is what I had to do then. And those skills still carry over into my day-to-day work now.
Yeah, you know, the sacrifice is real. And that I believe deeply. And I even think about, you know, we were talking yesterday as I was telling you about, oh my gosh, these 7 episodes every single day. Like it's you know, been a journey of commitment and that wanting to serve and willingness to serve. But I think there is something, and I want you to speak to this in just a second here from an empowerment standpoint. But I think that there is something, and sometimes when you're like, okay, this feels like a lot. Like,
right.
Is it too much? Like, I feel like I shouldn't stop. Or you find ways in your mind to say, oh, maybe you should start doing this thing that's a little bit less, but maybe more valuable. I mean, it's like you reason yourself out of things, you know, before you get where you need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wonder, what is the advice that you would give to women from an empowerment standpoint? Like, what are there things that, you know, we struggle with that you see all the time?
Yeah, that this is definitely something that I deal with my team. I deal with this with my members, my students, my one-on-one coaching clients, and people that just reach out to me for mentorship. I think the thing that most people struggle with is getting in their own way. In many respects, you may have heard of imposter syndrome, the belief that what you have, you don't deserve, or feeling as though something that you see others do that you could possibly achieve, you don't feel as though it's for you, you can achieve that. You just kind of hold yourself back. That happens more than you know, and it happens all the time, sometimes even in small ways. I've discussed with people in my mentorship calls where I meet with them one-on-one for about 15 minutes, the idea of just hitting publish and posting it. I've spent like hours talking to someone just trying to identify, why can't you just hit the publish button? Like, it's right there on the screen, just press it. And she was so like uncomfortable, so insecure, not ready to make the first step, and she just couldn't do it. I see people that have no problem sharing content about their personal lives on social media, but to actually turn it into a brand where they can monetize that, support a community, like they just don't feel like they can do that. And a lot of people, you don't feel like they are qualified to do things as well. You don't have to have a degree in anything, in everything, in order to do something. Mm-hmm. And I know this for sure because I don't have a degree in nutrition or in physical therapy, personal training, diet and exercise. I don't have a degree in any of those things, but I launched a health platform, which I called Healthy Janelle. And because I am a Black woman that struggles with weight loss and weight gain and her health, I decided that I was going to just share my honest, transparent journey and be vulnerable and be authentic. And that's all that I needed to have that. I share everything I do from having eating vegetarian to eating meat again when I was pregnant. And I shared those honest conversations. I shared my weight loss from getting to the point where I was 270 pounds and losing 100 of that after having my daughter. And I basically just shared what I was doing. Like I would record myself in the gym. I would record my weight when I would step on the scale and it was over 240 pounds, being honest. I would talk about what I was eating and I would share my struggles. I've gained, I've lost. This is what's happening. I'm unhappy. I'm feeling depressed, or I'm super, super stoked that I've just did this thing. And you don't have to have a degree. Same thing with natural hair. I had no degree. I'm not a licensed cosmetologist or hairstylist. I have no degree in these things. But what I did was I talked about my experiences from my standpoint. And things that I did not know or did not experience, I researched them. There's no difference between going to school and getting a degree and researching. That's mm-hmm. all you do all damn day. You right. research, you learn, someone teaches you, you go through it, you take the theory, you apply it to the practicum, and then you actually do it. And then eventually when you have enough time and hours under your belt, you get the degree, you get the license. I can't say that without the degree, you're going to know everything and do it all properly, but there's too many people with licenses and degrees like myself, who are teaching others how to do these things online. I recommend people take a damn course if you don't know something. Take a course. Mm-hmm. Just how you would go to a school and sign up for the program and get your credits. Take a course. There's so many people like myself making courses. I make courses for all types of things. If you ever want to be get into content creation, I make all types of courses. There's lots of databases where people put their courses in there and you can enroll in those courses and you can learn something. If you want to start something new, someone out there is teaching it. Do some Google searches and find blogs where they spend hours of their time, like how I was every single week, making all this content. There's people that are doing that. And they're sharing with you how to do what it is you want to do. And once you absorb that, you now have this information the same way you would have gotten it if you went to school and got a degree. So don't let the lack of knowledge be a deterrent. Go and get the knowledge. It is so readily available to you. And if you don't do well with like courses, if you don't do well with like reading blogs and you need someone to kind of feed it to you, get a mentor or hire a coach. I've spent tens of thousands of dollars on coaches because I wanted to scale my business and I wanted to get it to the next level. But I wouldn't have probably been ready for that at the beginning stages. But taking a course is something that I've done. Reaching out to people who are in my industry and getting mentorship is something that I've done. So when I hear women say, I just don't know how, I just hear you're lazy. That's literally yep. what I hear. I hear wah, 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 I'm lazy in there. Yes. And I'm like, girl, come on. Like this is not hard. I get it. You don't know, but that's not really an answer. Like go and Google that shit. Like, excuse right. my language, but like go and Google it. Like get off your butt and you're on your phone all day anyway, right? So that's a big issue. I think the other issue that I find that people experience is they're just not willing to give the effort. And they like the idea of doing something new and creating this side hustle that could possibly be a career. They like the idea of it, but they're not willing to actually give the effort that it takes. They're not willing to realize that part of the reason why I'm able to work a 9-to-1 is because my DVR stays at a 99% full, which means I'm not watching anything live and everything that's recorded is just waiting for me to go watch it. I don't have the time to be watching TV. So if you have like mad time catching up on all the shows that come on TV, when they actually air at like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you have time to start a business.
Right.
Yes,
right.
You do. Right. If you have time to be at every single party or fete that's going on every weekend and you never miss a beat, you're at all the newest things going on, you have time to start a business. If you come home in the evening and your wind down time is you being on Twitter or Instagram for hours. And I know I'm talking to some of y'all. I know I'm talking to some of y'all. Y'all be on social media all damn night. All night,
all day, during lunch, during breakfast. Right.
If you have time to do that, you can start a business. So you have to be willing to give the effort. You have to be willing to at least try. Like, where can I find the time? Yes, you can find the time. I mean, I have 2 children, a home, a husband. I'm running a business. And technically, my business has multiple parts because it's a YouTube, it's a blog, it's a podcast. It's also now a school. And meeting with all of these people is one facet. And then I have brand partners. So like, my business is so multidimensional. It's like crazy. And if I have time, you have time. And I know everyone's 24 hours is not the same. I shared this one time on Twitter that when people say everyone has the same 24 hours in a day, that's not true. It's a lie. We don't all have the same 24 hours in a day. Because if you're a parent, your 24 hours immediately looks different as you care for your dependents. If you're a student, you have a lot more available time than you probably think, even though you're exhausted and tired from staying, pulling all-nighters in all of your lessons, but you have more available time. If you have resources like I do now, you can hire a team so I don't have to write all my emails. I don't have to post all my social stuff. I don't have to edit all my videos. So that gives me more free time to do some other stuff. But nonetheless, I started my business with a baby on my nipple. Working every single day. I was working 8 to 4 so I could come home a little bit earlier instead of a 9 to 5. And I asked my boss for that. And I would travel to work an hour, travel back home an hour. So now that's a 10-hour day. And I still had time to take care of what I needed to take care of to be here today at this time, almost 10 years later, with a very successful business that has morphed and evolved over time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think the idea of time, not having enough time, what am I going to find the time for? Every woman out there, time, I believe, is something that you can create, right? Like you can create the time, right? As you mentioned, right? I'm figuring out the schedule between my kids and doing the 8 to 4, the whatever, you know, being able to get home earlier. Okay, I can create an hour there. You know, for me, if I take the bus in versus drive, well, I can gain 2 hours to do some work. You know, the excuses shouldn't exist. And I think that you have painted that beautifully just by what you've been able to do in your business and how you've been able to affect change for so many women's lives. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you this right now. I'm sure that there are people that are listening who are like, okay, she did it. Okay. Like, can't even get the words out. Like, yes. Janelle, if people want to hear more from you and hear more of what you have to offer, where should they go?
So first things first, I am available on social media. I know you guys are all on social media already anyway. And my name is Janelle B. Stewart. You'll see the spelling in the title of this podcast episode, so you can't miss it. I'm everywhere, so you don't have to worry. I'm also on JanelleBStewart.com if you ever want to read my blog about the things that I talk about as it relates to women's empowerment, wellness, family, as well as blogging. Now, I would love to give your audience and your listeners an opportunity to connect with me. And I have this program that we call the Digital Content University, where it's a great space for newbie content creators as all the way up to experienced who want to learn more about blogging, YouTubing, podcasting, and not only just learn about those, but get trainings, teachings, coachings, as well as panel discussions from people in those spaces about how to build it, how to grow it, how to scale it, and how to monetize it. And so this program typically is the average person who comes into this membership stays on for anywhere from a few months to we have people who have been on from the beginning where we're going on 9 months with this program. And it's a monthly subscription. And I want to give your listeners an opportunity to sign up for this for a $1 30-day trial. They can, we'll give them the code. You can let them know what the code is. and they can click on the link. They can enroll for just $1 and stay on for 30 days. Try it out. If you love it, stay on because the content continues to increase every month as you go on. And if you don't love it, you can cancel at any time. And it's completely, completely like no strings attached. Just cancel before your 30 days and you don't have to pay the monthly membership. But if you love it, which a lot of our members do, then you can stay on and pay the monthly membership. So I would love to give that to your listeners today.
Awesome. Well, listeners, know this. I will make sure that that offer is available to you in the show notes at CandiceSpears.com and all of Janelle's contact info. Because I will tell you, this is one where if you have heard Janelle's story, you've heard where she focuses and is able to help you, that I've personally been affected by Janelle and her mentorship and her coaching. And just know that this is a good opportunity for you to take a closer look if it makes sense for you. So Janelle, I'm going to tell you this. Thank you for taking the time to be on the show today and share this story with my listeners.
You're so very welcome. I'm happy to have been selected by you. I've loved mentoring and coaching you over the last couple of months. So it just means a lot to see us being able to support each other in this way. So thank you.
And listeners, do not, as I say all the time, do not just take everything that you have heard and sit on it. Take it and take some action. Do something about it. You have the opportunity. It is all yours. You just have to do something about it. So I hope you have a great day, a great evening, whenever you're listening, and I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Enjoy what you're hearing on this podcast? Well, if you do, I need you to do me a huge favor. Go over to Apple Podcast, look for Ambition, Honey, and Hustle, and leave me a rating and a written review. That would be so awesome. And you don't know how much that helps other listeners just like you find us. So go ahead, leave the rating and review. I'll wait or not. I'll trust that you'll go and do it. And I thank you very much in advance.